أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم All praise and thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salutations and peace be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected ulama, hufath, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, and my fellow learners of Islamia College, I greet you with a universal greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On behalf of Islamia College, Masjid al-Furqan, and the extended family, I would like to wish each and everyone Jumu'ah Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless us in this blessed month of Sha'ban, and may we all reach and witness the blessed month of Ramadan. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Today, it is truly an honor for me to stand here and introduce our honorable guest speaker for today, whom I'm sure does not need any introduction, and is none other than Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels, who is also the head of the Imara at the MJC South Africa. Without further ado, I present to you Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك My honorable and beloved mothers and fathers My honorable and beloved sisters and brothers, and my honorable and beloved youth and children, I greet you all with universal greetings of love and peace and honor, respect and mercy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a great honor and a privilege for me to be here. At least once a year, I have the honor to be in the company of your esteemed presence, alhamdulillah. So let us start by saying, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors that Allah has bestowed upon us. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us again the honor and the privilege to be in the Jumu'ah. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest favor. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us to be part of the ummah of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. We also bear testimony that no one has got the right to be worshipped except Allah alone. And we also bear testimony that our beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the final and the greatest messenger of Allah. القائل, the one that said, أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة. The people closest to me on the day of Qiyamah. And the people first in line to enter the Jannah through the Shafa'ah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are those Muslimin who have put the most salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amma ba'd ya ibadallah, after that, O beloved servants of Allah, ittaqullaha mastata'tum. Be mindful of Allah and be conscious of Allah and be obedient to Allah. For indeed in the whole world, no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah and obedient to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ فِي مُحْكَمِ تَنْزِيلِهِ And know well that Allah says in the Holy Quran, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتِ صدق الله مولانا العظيم May Allah increase our love for the Holy Quran. We are so honored and privileged that in the way that Allah addresses all of us, it doesn't matter your level of iman. You can have the weakest iman, but all of us are included when Allah addresses us. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, oh you believe. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. So before I'm going to translate that part, I just want quickly want to say that in these few last days of Sha'ban, we need to focus and contemplate on these sacred words of Allah. This communication from Allah directly towards us. So Allah says, Allah has prescribed. In other words, Allah has made compulsory the fasting of the month of Ramadan. As Allah made it compulsory on those before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So we should ask ourselves, why did Allah make it compulsory on us to fast a whole month? 30 days, 29 days or 30 days, each and every year. And the answer is clear and to the point. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you become more Allah conscious. So that you be more mindful of Allah. Whenever you want to do something, whenever you want to say something, you think about Allah. You be conscious of Allah. That is one of the reasons why we are going to fast the month of Ramadan. So that you bring about changes in your life. So that you change your bad behaviors and your attitudes. And the list goes on. We can say, and so that the list goes on because Allah says in the Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٌ. If all the trees, and we know how many trees are there in the world, if all the trees in the world had to be pins, and the ocean, and you can add another seven oceans, had to be ink, it would not have been enough to describe really the words of Allah. But in brief, let it be known that Allah, through His immense love for us, Allah wants all of us to become of the muttaqeen. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you can become of the muttaqeen. People of piety. People of obedience to Allah. So please, my dear ones, we can't enter into this month of Ramadan without a good intention, without a niyyah. The Arabic word is niyyah. Because our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَّا نَوَى. All our actions and all our deeds will be judged by Allah according to our intentions. And whatever you've intended for, listen to the second part of the hadith, whatever you've intended for, you will achieve. So we must make intention that I am going to fast to change my life, to become a better Muslim, to become of the muttaqeen. When I was a student in Madinatul Munawwara, and that was most probably or most definitely the best part of my life, one of my teachers, and he was a very young teacher, he said to us one day, now I remember it now for 40 years, and I want you and especially the youth to also remember it for the rest of your life. My teacher said, the problem with the Muslim Ummah is not that they've got bad intentions. The problem with the Muslim Ummah is they've got no intentions. And he made an example, or few examples. He said that if you as a father go out in the morning to go work, to earn halal income, to look after your family, to make sure that your wife and your children eat halal food, then Allah will reward you for every day when you go out for work. We lose out because there's no intentions. He made another example. If the mother or the wife, for example, does the cooking and whatever she does for the sake of Allah and to please her husband and her children, Allah rewards her for every day what she do at home. And then he told us, you as students, if you come to school or to college to learn, to educate yourself, to one day serve the deen of Allah and humanity, then Allah will reward you for every hour and every minute you sit in class. And so sadly, lots of Muslims go into this great month with a mindset as if it is just a formality or a ritual that we perform. I just need to finish quickly the month of Ramadan. Unfortunately, for lots of people, it's just about staying away from drinking and eating. And our beloved Nabi Muhammad said, "Man lam yada' qawla az-zuri wal 'amala bihi, fa laysa lillahi haja fi an yada'a ta'ama wa sharabahu." Those people who don't leave alone their ugly words and their ugly talk, they still the same in the month of Ramadan. The way they spoke before Ramadan, ugly words, swear words, and ugly deeds. If that is your case, then Allah is not in need of you staying away from food and drink, says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is not the purpose of fasting. So my dear ones, the goals and objectives of the month of Ramadan are far more greater than just staying away from eating and drinking. My dear ones, this Jumu'ah and every other Jumu'ah is special. And I make dua that my few words today is going to help you and me to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan ever. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So let us go back to the main purpose of why we're going to fast the month of Ramadan. Allah says clearly, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You know what's the meaning of لَعَلَّ? With the hope. لَعَلَّكُمْ, with the hope that you, Allah speaking of all of us, nobody's excluded. تَتَّقُونَ, so that you become of the muttaqeen, people of piety, people of taqwa. Now we can ask the question, now who is hoping? Who is hoping? With the hope that you become of the muttaqeen. The hope is from Allah. Allah hopes. That is why Allah has made it compulsory that you're going to change your life. You're going to be a better person. You're going to improve your life. One of my teachers, I like to speak about my teachers. One of my teachers said, the worst thing in life for him is to stay stagnant. No change. Devoid of any improvement. How can we, year in and year out, we are still the same. Same Ramadan, same person. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man istawaw yawmaw fawwa maqboon. Whosoever's two days, not 2 years. Rasulullah says, alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest leader, says, whosoever's 2 days are the same, then you're a loser. What about 2 years? And Ramadan after Ramadan, you're still the same person. My dear ones, time doesn't allow us to go to all the attributes of the people of taqwa as been described by Allah. Because Allah is the only one that can describe who are the people of taqwa. وَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not purify yourself. You can't be the judge if you are one of the muttaqeen or the true mu'mineen. Allah is the only judge. So Allah in the book of guidance has described to us who are the people of taqwa. So please listen attentively to what Allah says. Allah says in the Quran, وَسَارِعُوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة الأرض والسماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. Hasten, move swiftly, move quickly to the forgiveness of Allah. Don't wait. وجنة, and likewise says Allah, Allah says to us, and hasten, move quickly to the Jannah. Now what does Allah mean? We must just do it sometimes. No, every day you must hasten to the forgiveness of Allah and you must hasten to the Jannah. أَرْضُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Allah says the width of the Jannah is the size of the 7 heavens and the earth. Allahu Akbar. Do you know the size of this one heaven? Subhanallah. Now just to give us an idea, a quick idea of what Allah has prepared for us in the Jannah, the Nabi Muhammad says, I know who is the last person that will exit Jahannam, and he will be the last person that will enter Jannah. So what does it mean? He will have the lowest rank in Jannah. And when it comes to the doors of the Jannah, Allah says to him, Udkhul Jannah, enter the Jannah. He goes and he comes back, he says, Ya Rabbi, inna mal'a. Oh Allah, it's full. There's no place for me. Allah says to him the second time, go to the Jannah. He comes with the same answer. The third time when he came back with that answer, Allah says to him, listen to you. This hadith is recorded in Sahih Bukhari. Allah says to him, enter the Jannah. The size of your Jannah is the size of the world that you lived in, and 10 times the size of this world. Not Cape Town, not South Africa, the whole world, and 10 times. Allow me to say, and I'm saying it to me first, maybe it's because we don't realize and perceive what Allah has prepared for us in the Jannah. Maybe that is the reason why we're not working so hard for the Jannah. And that's why maybe we're not hastening to the Jannah. And then Allah says, and this Jannah is prepared. Allah doesn't say, "O iddat lil muslimin." Allah used another term, "O iddat lil muttaqeen." It's prepared for the people of taqwa. Why do we fast the month of Ramadan? Because Allah wants us to be of the muttaqeen. Allah wants us to go to Jannah. And then Allah explains, Allah gives the attributes of the muttaqeen. Alladhina yunfikuna fi sarra'i wa dharra. They are people, they love to give. Their nature is to give. They're not stingy. In prosperity or in adversity. In other words, whether they have a lot of money or whether they only have enough for themselves, they will still give. So that is the qualities that we need to build up in the month of Ramadan. That is the reason why you are fasting. And for your information, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum reported from our beloved Nabi Muhammad wasalam, that Rasulullah was ajwad al-nas. The Nabi Muhammad wasalam was the most generous of all people. Wa fi Ramadan, and in the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah was even more generous. And then Allah goes on, who are the people of taqwa? Wal kadhimin al-ghayza. They are people that conceal their anger. They hide away their anger. And this is a quality that we all need to work on. And especially in the month of Ramadan. That is why we are fasting. Not only to stay away from food and drinks and water. Allah wants us to stay away from anger. These are the qualities that we need to learn and to develop in the month of Ramadan. I'm saying for the third time, the tenth time, this is the reason why we're going to fast. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And the meek people of taqwa are people with forgiving hearts. They love to forgive. Whatever a person or a family member or any person has done to him or to her, if that person comes and asks, "Brother, I'm so sorry what I've done," they would say, "Brother, do you know, I've already, a long time already forgiven you." So don't be of those people who say to their own family or a friend, "Oh, you just want to do what you want to do, and you come and ask maaf and you expect me to give maaf. No, it's all right. Stay by your side. I'm okay without you." Astaghfirullah. These are not the qualities of the people of taqwa. This is not the reason why we are fasting. We heard Laylatul Nisfi Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, that on that night in preparation for Ramadan, Allah forgives all the creation of Allah except for a person that makes shirk. And the other person who has got grudges and enmity and hatred in his heart for others. And then Allah says, "Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin." Allah loves the muhsinin, the good people. Allah loves people that are generous. Allah loves people that control their anger. Allah loves people that forgive others. Listen to the next quality of the muttaqin. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاخِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. The muttaqeen are people that have done wrong. They were involved in big haram. They were involved in immoral sex. May Allah protect us. May Allah protect. This is not a permission for everybody to go have sex. And see that there are so many young people in the masjid. I always say to our young people there in Portland, protect yourself and protect your private parts. And one day, inshallah, when you're going to get married, and that evening of your nikah, it will be the first time you're going to sleep with a woman. You can be proud of yourself, and your wife will be proud of you, and your parents will be proud of you, and the whole family and the malaika will be proud of you. And beyond everybody, Allah will be the proudest. that you've looked after yourselves. Coming back to the ayah, so those people who have wronged themselves, they've done haram. Dhakarullah, dhakarullah. And then they remembered Allah. Ya Allah, my creator has seen all the wrong that I've done. Fastaghfiru li dhunubihim. And then they ask Allah for forgiveness. And then in between Allah says, wa may yaghfir dhunuba illallah. Who else can forgive your sins but Allah? And listen to this one. This is the key one. Wa lam yusirru ala ma fa'alu. And they do not continue with the wrong that they've done before the month of Ramadan. Because normal Muslims, ordinary Muslims, in the month of Ramadan, they cry in front of Allah, they make tawbah after Ramadan, they go back to the haram. Not the muttaqeen, not the people of taqwa. Allah says, وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا. They do not continue with the wrong that they've done. And they know it is wrong. About those people, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاءٌ مَغْفِرَةٌ. Their reward is a complete forgiveness from Allah. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ. And jannat, beneath the jannat and the gardens flow rivers. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And they will be in forever in Jannah. Not 500 million years, not 500 billion years, not 500 trillion years. Forever. And once again, I speak to everybody, but I'm especially speaking to the youth. One day at a function in Athlone Stadium, Athlone Hall, a young man, his name was Tariq, he read the Quran, he read so beautifully. And when he came down the stage, I went to tell him, I'm so proud of him. He said to me, Sheikh, don't know, but one day I heard a lecture from you, Sheikh, that the Jannah is not 500 million years, not 500 billion years, not 500 trillion years, going to be forever. That changed my whole life. And then Allah says, after Allah says, forever in Jannah, وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. Allah Himself says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself says, what an amazing reward for those hard workers. Hard workers. عَامِلِينَ means hard workers. My dear ones, the Jannah is not cheap. Silatullah ghaliyah. The Jannah is expensive, the most precious. So please work hard for the Jannah. There's another beautiful ayah that I've heard many years ago in Nairobi when I attended the masjid for Dhuhr Salah. And in that masjid, they wait for 20 minutes because people are coming from the offices. Thousands of Muslims coming to the masjid. So because of 20 minutes, one of the ulama would say a few words. And I was so fortunate to be there. Because that day, a short alim from Mombasa was speaking. And this is what he said. He says, Allah says in Quran, أَمْ حَسِبَتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدِيُمْ مِكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Do you think that you're just simply going to Jannah and you haven't shown Allah yet that you are serious to go to Jannah? I'm going to repeat that, Jamaat Muslimin, because I want each one of you to remember it. What Allah is saying, do you think that you're just simply going to Jannah and you haven't shown Allah yet that you are serious to go to Jannah? Jamaat Muslimin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And may Allah grant us to work hard to achieve the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So earn and work hard to achieve the satisfaction of Allah. One day I was also in Medina, in the masjid of the university, one of our wonderful teachers made Jumu'ah that day. And he asked the question, what is your main objective in life? And I said to myself, I lowered my head and I said to myself, Ibrahim, you are already 5 years in Medina studying the deen of Allah and you don't even know what is your main objective in life. And then the teacher gave the answer. He says our main objective in life is to achieve the satisfaction of Allah. Imagine achieving the satisfaction of Allah. And listen to what Allah says in the Quran. وَرِدْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. And the satisfaction of Allah is the greatest achievement. So my dear ones, don't be a mediocre Muslim. What's the meaning of mediocre? Don't be an ordinary Muslim, an average Muslim. Be an outstanding Muslim. Be an extraordinary Muslim. The next point that I would love to advise today is that Allah says in the Holy Quran about this great month of Ramadan, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month in which Allah has revealed the Quran. So my dear ones, the month of Ramadan is the greatest month because of the Quran. And this month of Ramadan is going to be another opportunity for all of us to connect ourselves with the glorious Quran. My dear ones, please allow me to say to your honorable selves, count your blessings in being part of the greatest ummah ever. You are not Muslim by luck. You are not Muslim by chance. Allah says in Surah Al-Hajj, He, Allah, is the one that has selected you to be part of the ummah of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So honor and appreciate this selection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also need to admit that this great ummah, the greatest ummah, has been a bit weak for the last 50 years or more. We have been slaughtered in Iraq, in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Palestine, so many other countries, slaughtered. Not a few, not hundreds, not thousands, millions of Muslims have been murdered. And the reason for the weakness of the ummah is because we have neglected the book of Allah. We have abandoned the book of Allah. So my dear ones, what I'm coming to is to encourage everybody to change around the situation from this Ramadan. And furthermore, allow me to appeal to you to respond to two questions that Allah poses to all of us. The first question is, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Don't they, normally Allah speaks directly to us, but in this case Allah says, don't they, third person, don't they make time for the words of Allah, for the Quran? My dear brothers and sisters, between us, do you know what is the actual meaning of this question? Don't they show respect to my words? May Allah forgive us for our negligence, but we also make firm intentions to turn it around, as I've said earlier, from this Ramadan, inshallah. The second question Allah is asking, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Hasn't the time arrived? Isn't it time for the believers to connect their hearts with the Quran? And we need to respond. If Allah asks a question, we need to respond. Allow me to say, if I, as a father, if I ask one of my children a question and he just walk away with no response, I would think that this child is rude. So what if Allah asks a question and we don't even respond? So my dear brothers and sisters, I want you to respond now, right now, to say, Ya Allah, the time has come for me to connect my heart with the Quran. The time has come for me to ponder and contemplate over the words of Allah. So my dear brothers and sisters, from this Ramadan, until Allah take you away from this world, read and read and ponder deep over the words of Allah. And I'm referring to the translation of the Quran. It's not enough for us just to read the Quran. I read one khatam, two khatams, five khatams, with no understanding. Is that the reason why Allah has revealed the Quran to us? That we must just read the Quran in Arabic with no understanding? It can't be. How are we going to ponder over the words of Allah if we don't understand? And the Quran has been translated to all languages. So do yourself a favor, buy a good translation of the Quran. You go to our shops here in Cape Town, there's beautiful translations. Did you realize, my dear ones, that even the tafsir of the Quran, the deep explanation of the Quran, Ibn Kathir, for example, is in English? Do yourself a favor. My time is over, but I just quickly want to say that a Christian lady in the area where I'm the imam, in Portland, she embraced Islam. She's not an ordinary Christian lady. She was a priest. And when she was about to embrace Islam, her sister is a professor in University of Pretoria. She phoned her and said, are you crazy? Don't you see on the news what Muslims are doing? They are terrorists. She said to her sister, you can say what you want. Allah's guided me. But anyway, it's a long story. She got married to a Pakistani brother. And I said to the Pakistani brother, you don't do what other people are doing. No? She said to me, Sheikh, you don't need to worry. I didn't become Muslim because I want to marry him. I got Muslim because of Allah and Rasulullah. So what I actually want to say is, she died in COVID. 2 weeks ago, I met her husband. He said to me, Sheikh, wallahi, my wife, in the 5 years that she was a Muslim, she read the translation of the Quran from the first page to the last page 14 times. Where are the Muslims? Where are the born Muslims? So I hope it's going to be encouragement for all of you to make that effort, inshallah, to start to read the Quran and contemplate of the words of Allah. We end off with the words of the Nabi Muhammad alayhi wasallam, kullu bin adam khata'un wa khayrul khata'in at-tawwabun. Each and every child of Nabi Adam makes mistakes and wrongdoings, but the best of them are those who return to Allah. You could have been the worst sinner, the biggest sinner. If you come back to Allah, you are considered to be the best in the eyes of Allah. And whenever I come to this part of the hadith for the last 34 years as an imam and as a khatib, I remind my beloved brothers and sisters and young brothers and sisters who are neglectful of the salah to tell you, this is your moment to make that decision that you're not going to miss one salah from here onwards. And I don't get boring to say the following. On the day of Qiyamah, all of us, we're going to stand in front of Allah. And we're going to be anxious and over-anxious. Am I going to Jannah or Jahannam? And Allah described that moment when you're going to receive your book in your right hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَ بِيَمِينِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. The person is going to receive his report in his right hand. He's going to say, here's my book, here's my report, I pass, I'm going to Jannah. But just for a moment, think, the malaika bring your book from behind and give it in your left hand, and they say to you, you failed, you didn't make it, you're not going to Jannah, you're going to Jahannam. And they're going to remind you, it's recorded on the 17th of March 2023, there was a person, Ibrahim Gabriel's in Masjid Furqan. He reminded you about the salah, but still you didn't make your salah. So don't cry. It's too late to cry. Don't regret. So make that niyyah, inshallah, that from today onwards, you're not going to miss one salah. Do you know what, Muslim? I know I'm finished with my time, but you just give me 2-3 minutes to give your guarantee to Jannah. Guarantee from Rasulullah. Itmanu li sittan. Atman lakum al-jannah. Guarantee from 6. And I will guarantee the Jannah, says Rasulullah. Awfu idha haddum. If you make a promise, carry out your promise. Ustuku idha haddathum. Whenever you speak, speak the truth. That will be part of your guarantee to the Jannah. We know we live in a time when people are lying. You be of those people who accept the guarantee of Rasulullah. The third one, the Nabi Muhammad says, guarantee for me, you're going to protect your private parts. The world today is everybody sleeps with everybody. Illa man rahim Allah, except for those Allah, people Allah has saved. The fourth one, the Nabi Muhammad says, guarantee for me, you're going to lower your gaze. And that will be part of your guarantee to Jannah. To all the men, most of the men, all of them, they love to look at women. No, don't satisfy your desires. Satisfy Allah. You are in this world to satisfy Allah. I always say that some men are looking at women in the street as if they are looking at the Wimbledon tennis match. Want to see it? Every woman. No, you must lower your gaze. Jamaat Muslimin, and worse what is happening in the streets. There are so many Muslims that are looking at pornography. Astaghfirullah. So my Muslims must always have good thought of one another. So I would love to think that nobody in masjid are looking at pornography. But if you are here, my dear brother or sister, and you love to look sometimes or many times at pornography, this is your time to come back to Allah. Just imagine Allah takes you away. Once you're looking at pornography, you had a bad ending. It reminds me of one of the sheikhs said in a video on YouTube. He said to this person, if your son or daughter of 14 years old, that is mukallaf, dies whilst he or she is neglectful of the salah, then your child had a terrible ending. And sometimes we don't think about it. My child of 14, 15, okay, doesn't make salah. He says, if your child of 14 years old dies whilst being neglectful of the salah, your child had a terrible ending. May Allah protect us. The fifth one, the Nabi Muhammad says, guarantee for me, you're going to keep your family together. Huh? Subhanallah. The greatest of leaders. There are so many people, they don't talk to their own brothers, their own sisters, their own family. You guarantee for me, you're going to keep your family together. That will be part of your guarantee to the Jannah. And lastly, you guarantee for me, you're going to keep up your responsibilities and carry out your responsibilities. For example, we as parents, it is our responsibility to teach our children to love Allah, to love Rasulullah. And they must make their salah 5 times a day. It is our responsibility, for example, we as husbands, that we show love and respect and honor to our wives. My time is over. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this Ramadan for us to be the best Ramadan ever. And may Allah grant us, as we've met here today, that we meet in Jannah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakallah, we say shukran to Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels for those beautiful words. May Allah grant Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels many more years filled with happiness and strength so that Sheikh can continue to inspire and guide us as the ummah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ramadan announcements 1444. Tarawih will be our normal 20 raka'ats with a recitation of the entire Quran, inshallah. For the first few nights, a juz and a quarter will be recited, and thereafter, one juz. We intend to complete the khatam by the 27th night of Ramadan, inshallah. Amen. Let us remember the month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran, so let us make the intention to connect to the Quran. Amen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Sheikh Sadullah Khan will be giving the lecture after the Witr Salah during the month of Ramadan, inshallah. As many of our Musallin by now know that the masjid does not go out for any collections, but depends on the collections during Ramadan and Eid. So we appeal to the community to set aside some donations towards the masjid, inshallah. There were many who gave donations to our late Mr. Bayat. May Allah grant him Jannah, inshallah. Amen. We don't know who they are, but please continue to do so. It can either be given to any committee member, however, it is best to make a direct deposit into the masjid's account. Funds are needed for the daily running of the masjid, the IT department being WhatsApp messages, YouTube, and salaries, amongst other expenses. Donations for the masjid must be sadaqah or lillah. Zakah cannot be used by the masjid. Water and dates will be provided at the masjid for iftar. And those who wish to donate or bring along any eatable to share, please feel free to do so. I'tikaf arrangements will be made with only a few of those who will be sitting or performing i'tikaf during the last third of Ramadan, inshallah. Online registration is essential. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us for the rest of this month of Sha'ban, and may we all be of those who will witness and reach the blessed month of Ramadan. Al-Hufath will be Hafidh Zaim Raja, Hafidh Mubin Parker, Hafidh Munib Dawood, Hafidh Farooq Stemmet, Hafidh Sufyan Burat, and lastly Hafidh Mujahid Tali. Once again today, Islamia College has the honor of officiating the Jumu'ah, alhamdulillah. The first adhan will be rendered by Bashir Fall, and the second adhan will be made by Abdullah Palika, both grade 11 students at Islamia College, alhamdulillah. I kindly ask if all musallis can please stand and fill any gaps so that no time is wasted between the khutbah and the salah. Shukran, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So can we just ask the brothers to move forward and fill all the gaps? There are quite a few gaps on your left-hand side. There are quite a few people standing outside, inshallah. So we try to accommodate each and everyone inside the masjid, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله ولا نعبد إلا إياه والشكر لله ولا يستحق أحد سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله القائل أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الكريم وعلى إخوانه الأنبياء والمرسلين وآل كل وصحب كل أجمعين وأحسن الله ختامي وختامكم وختام المسلمين وحشر الجميع تحت لواء سيد المرسلين أما بعد فيا عباد الله اتقوا الله ما استطعتم وأطيعوا فما أسعدكم إن أطعتم واعلموا أن الله تعالى يقول في محكم تنزيله بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يضع طعامه وشرابه واستمعوا إلى ما يقول سبحانه وتعالى للمتقين وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرض السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين أيها الأحباء توبوا إلى الله واستغفروا فإن رسولكم قال التائب من ذنبه كمن لا ذنب له وقال أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله أستغفر الله أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعين ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده ولا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، إن الدنيا دار ممر، وإن الآخرة دار مقر، فخذوا من ممركم لمقركم، ولا تهتكوا أستاركم عند من يعلم أسراركم، واعلموا أنكم ستموتون كما تنامون، وتبعثون كما تستيقظون، ولتجزون بالإحسان إحسانا وبسوء سوءا، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. ألا وصلوا على البشير النذير، فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتاب العزيز، فقال عز من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وأن سائر أصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله أن تحفظ المسجد الأقصى، وأن تنصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي يمن وفي تركيا وفي أفغانستان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Fill all the gaps.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله
لا إله إلا الله، سيدنا محمد رسول الله، استوصفوه فيرحمكم الله، استوى لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم. صلوا صلاة المودع. Perform the salah as if this is your last salah. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم، غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور الله أكبر الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي الله أكبر الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا واغفر لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم بارك لنا فيما بقي من شهر شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم اجعلنا يا الله من عبادك الصالحين واجعلنا يا الله من عبادك المتقين اللهم اغفر لأهل القبور من المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات يا رب العالمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد آل سيدنا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.